Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Bamazir Daf Chavches. Bamazir Chavches, sorry. We just started dropping some technical difficulties getting the zoom on. We are a little bit behind. We're up to Chav Zayin Amabez, Lema Kitanai.
Second line or the first line?
Yes. Lema Kitanai. First wide line. Lema Kitanai. Just to get our brains, we actually have a lot to catch up today. We have to finish yesterday's daf. And today's daf is not small either. So we're just going to try to read the Gemara basic pshat as quickly as possible. Yesterday we entered a conversation whether simanim is deraisa or not. Are simanim deraisa or simanim derabanan? We pointed out two nekudas. The Gemara said nafmina is whether or not you can return a get. If a shliach is traveling with a get, the shliach is bringing a get to deliver it. If he misplaces the get and then he finds it, he can only continue to bring it with the confidence that it's the same get that he dropped. And it's written Lishma, if this woman knots other people with who happen to have the same name, he can only continue to deliver it if he has a simon. But if he has a simon and simon deraisa, then he could continue to deliver it. If simon is drabanan, we wouldn't allow for simon to work to enable him to give out the get. That was the Gemara's nafkamina. Another point that we have spoken out yesterday in the past, in general, legavi simon deraisa drabanan, if simon deraisa, then a standard simon, a regular simon, will be sufficient. If simonim are not daraisa, so we pointed out that even if someone are derabanan, then they're abundant allowed for a standard simon to work. Let's say get back mammon, it won't work for iser like a gemara zafmina. But even if simonim are derabanan, a simon muvuk, and maybe we haven't said this exactly properly in the past, but it'll be clear in today's amud, a simon muvuk, which is a very clear, distinct simon, that would lechayer work even on a daraisa level because that's a clear proof. Even if simonim in general aren't a biblical proof, only rabbinic, but a simon muvuk would still work even on a deraisa level. So for example, if the person is able to say, I know there was a small cut in the paper on the side of this and this letter, that's a simon muvuk, that would still work even on a deraisa level, even if simon is rabbanan, that would be a key point in today's conversation. Okay, so let's pick it up from, again, Lema Ketanai, first wide line on Chav Zayin Amabez. Lema Ketanai, Emei Dinal Shuma, back to the case of testifying about a dead person. And this is enabling his wife to get remarried. So it's obviously deraisa matters. And we say in the braisa, machlekes. Emei Dinal Shuma, you can't testify about a shuma. Shuma is like a wart on a person to say that this is the same guy, based on where the wart is, and this is the fellow that died, and his wife's permissible to marry. Ve'elazar ben Mavai Yemer, Midal Shuma. And Elazar ben Mavai says, you could testify about a shuma. My love, what's the machlekes? Baka mifiki. Tanakam is similar to Rabbanan. Tanakam is similar to Rabbanan. And therefore, to testify about a person's status that he died in order to enable his wife to carry married, he can't do just with the simon. Ve'elazar ben Mavai, but Elazar ben Mavai says, you can use the shuma. So for similar to Raisa. He holds the idea of a simon is deraisa. And therefore, this identifying mark works on a derisive level to enable the husband to get remarried. Amar Rava says no. To clear out, Malta agrees that simanim deraisa. That simanim are deraisa. V'achav b'shum b'tzvi b'gilam kamefugi. Everyone agrees simanim are deraisa. Question is, having a wart in the same spot as someone else who has the same bar mazel. B'gilam means, you know, a person that was born at the same time as him with the same mazel. So maybe over there, the same that person is going to have the same type of shuma, and therefore the wart doesn't mean it's the husband. Maybe it's the husband's ben gilai. It's the person who has similar mazel to him. Bar marsav shuma mitzvah ben gilai, marsav shuma mitzvah ben gilai. The machlekes just says they both agree shuma is simon. I should say is deraisa, and therefore simon should allow him to get remarried, testify this is the guy that died, and allow his wife to get married. But there is a machlekes whether there's a concern that someone else may have the same shuma as the same wart. Namely, his ben gilai. The mother says he cannot use this simon holds that ben gilai will have the same wort, and therefore we're concerned maybe it's the ben gilai, not the guy himself. Whereas the madamer or blaz mavai holds, we're not concerned that the ben gilai has the same wort. Ibai same. Another answer. No, everyone agrees a wort in the same spot that's not found even by his ben gilai. That's not a concern. The guy that you found was dead, and he has an identifying mark. This wort is an identifying mark. And we're trying to say that we know for sure this is the guy that died because he has a wart where that guy had a wart. Yep, you know what happens? Maybe when a person dies, certain appearances on his body change as he dies. And therefore, the mark explains, Tanakama says you can't use the shuma as a simon because simon themselves change after misa, and what appears like now is not necessarily what appeared like when he was still alive, and therefore it's not a proof that it's the same guy. And the other man says, no, the simanim don't change, and therefore it's still a proof that it is the same fellow. Ibai same, or third explanation of the machlokes, again, It's not a machlokes whether someone knows deraisa, but rather everyone's agreeing it's a machlokes. It's a still not even saying everybody's Samarim is deraisa, but the machlokes was either whether Ben Gila has the same shuma or whether the shuma changes. Now we're going to switch to a tzad that everyone agrees is drabbanan. Let's see. Everyone agrees that shumas don't change after misa. After a person dies, those warts do not change. And further, v'samam derabanan. Everyone agrees samarim is only derabanan. So what's the machlokes here? V'acha shuma simon muvak. Who can make it? We spoke out in our Gdama. Machlokes here is whether a shuma wart in a specific spot, is that a simon muvak? Is that like a real extra strong simon? Samam is deraisa. And therefore, standard simon would not be good enough to testify that this is a dead guy. This guy is dead and his wife is mutter. But a simon muvak, such a unique simon, that would work. That would work. The question is a shuma a simon muvak? That's a machlokes. Mar Sabar, Rabbi Lazma Vayholz. Shuma simon muvaku, assume is a shem muvak, and therefore he able to let the wife get remarried. You know for sure it's this guy. Umar sava shuma simon muvak, that shuma is not a simon muvak, and therefore since it's just a standard simon, and simonim only derabanan, it won't be enough to be matter to the wife to get remarried. It's because it's not a strong enough simon. Amar Rava, im timtzalaymer simonim lav deraisa. If you say that simonim not deraisa, heichem adin avedas b'simonim. So back to our sugya, how are we talking about returning simonim, returning avedas with their simon? How do we return avedas with the simon if simonim are not daraisa? Says the Gemara, denichle lemaitzi aveda. The Gemara says the guy who finds the aveda, it's good for him to be able to return with the simon. Denahadu b'simon keich d'chi avde leigli d'day naminelu b'simon. It makes sense that when I find something, I'm able to return with the simon, in order that when I lose something, the people find it can return it to me with the simon. That's a funny way of saying it, because we can't just do what's nichle to the finder. It's the one who lost the item who it belongs to. He has to be treated properly. That's something that he wants to happen. So ask the Gemara right away. The finder is treating this Aveda in a way he'd want his Aveda to be treated. Very nice. It's very nice. It sounds good on paper. But Lamaya said the finder has no right to treat someone else's money just in a way that he thinks would be beneficial for him. You got to make sure to treat the money in the way that's most beneficial for the Baal Aveda. So the ultimate svar is going to end up being the same, but we're going to tweak whose vantage point we're putting it from. So till now we put it from the vantage point of the finder. We're not looking to do what's best for the finder. We have no right to just determine things or tweak the din. Simon was saying Simon, atzad that Simon's drabanan. Simon's not daraisa. And still we're able to return an Aveda with the Simon, because that's what's best for the finder. That doesn't add up. Rather, says the Gemara, Ella nichle the balaveda lemev simanim lemishkle made the other day edim last night. For the balaveda, it's best that he can give simanim and get back his aveda. Why? Because he knows very often he doesn't have edim to testify this is item. And furthermore, he could say most people most likely do not know the simanim that I know about my own aveda. I'll give the specific simanim to this item, and I will be able to retrieve it. So it's the Baal Aveda's best interest that he's able to retrieve his Aveda with simanim, because he knows the Aveda better than anybody else. And it's very difficult to bring edim about any particular item that's mine. And therefore, it's in the interest of the Baal Aveda to allow the finder to return it to whoever can show simanim, even though on occasion it may end up being someone who's a trickster who may end up trying to get it. But the point is, even if simanim is not deraisa, the Rav's taina was simanim must be deraisa. Otherwise, how could you return an aveda, which is a mitzvah deraisa, hash v'shivim? How can you return it potentially to the wrong person with simanim? The answer is the bala aveda's nicha. The person who lost the object is nicha that simanim should work to return the aveda. Says about 1 second. El hadad, this we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Omer, Echalev Mishlaisha, we learned in the Mishnah just a couple days ago, if a person found 3 shtaris that all had the same leiva, Yach's leiva, so he returned the shtaris to leiva, because we're saying the leiva certainly it was in possession of the shtaris. He had paid up all those debts, and he lost, instead of tearing up the shtaris, he kept them, and he lost them. So he returned to leiva, Shleisha Leiva Me'echad, but on the flip side, if 3 people borrowed from one malva, if 3 people borrowed, 3 different people borrowed from the same malva, so we say it must be the malva who dropped the shtaris. Yachs l'malva, you turn the shtaris to the malva. We discussed the Gemara back then. Maybe it's talking about a case where it's going to get a hemp pick from Beis Din. Maybe it's talking about where it was dropped from the borrowers. Maybe going to the safe. The Gemara eliminated all possibilities. So we came back to the Mishnah's Din that in the first case goes to the leva, second case goes to the malva. Says the Gemara, Yachs l'malva, nichle leva, aduri l'malva. So in the case where you're returning shtaris, you turn the shtar to the malva. What leva wants you to return the credit note, the shtar that says that he owes money to the malva. No leiv ever wants that. We're saying the reason why you return with simanim is because the leiv wants that. By a shtar against the leiv that's lost, the leiv doesn't want you to return it with the simon. The leiv is not happy about that. So why is the simon good enough? Amalei, the Gemara says still, Hasam svaru, echad a leiv mishleishi yachs leiv, the gabi leiv shchichi. Gabi malva shchichi. Shema minam leiv nafel. Shleish lav mechad yachs malva, the gabi malva shchichi, gabi leiv shchichi. The Gemara says over there, it's just logical. We don't have to come on to the desire or the will of the leiva. Over there, it's clear, circumstances are clear. Why would three shtaris with the same leiva be together? Must be he's already paid them, and they all belong to the leiva. And the flip side, why would three shtaris belong to the same malva be together? Because it was the malva that dropped them. So over there, you don't have to come on to the classic idea of simanim. The circumstances are strong enough, and therefore it's sufficient. It's an interesting shtak of Atalia. I'm sure the Rishonim touch on this, because the leiva is not the balaveda there. I mean, that's cool for part of what the Gemara's answer is. Our taina was, is it nicha for the leiva if you return the shtar to the malva? It's not good for him, so why are you returning it? What we said before was it's nicha for the balaveda that simmons enough. What we're determining the balaveda here is the malva, not the leiva. The balaveda is the malva. If the leiva is the balaveda, you're right, you want to return it. Our circumstantial evidence dictates that the balaveda, which is really what the Gemara says, our circumstantial evidence dictates that the malva is the one that dropped it. In this case, where you're turning to the malva, that's why we don't take into account. We don't care what's better for the leiva. He's not the balaveda, so that is not a raya against our taina. Top of Chav Ches Ben Aleph. Ela Hazdan. This time we learned in the Mishnah Matzah Tachrich Matzah. Yes. Now this time we learned in the Mishnah Matzah Tachrich Shtaris. If one found a roll of shtaris, a good shtaris, or a bundle of shtaris, you're allowed to return it. Is the leiva happy if you return to the malva? Over there, what are you going to say? Is the leiva happy to return it to the malva? Ella amarava. Simanim deraisa. So this is Rava's proof. Simanim staka deraisa. The fact that when you find a roll of shtaris, you return it with the over there we're talking about you're returning with simanim. The way it was folded, remember that again we had this back from the Gemara about 70 blad ago. You return it with the simanim. So we clearly see simanim are working as a enough of a support to be able to return shtaris back to whoever lost it, even at the expense of the leiva. Says Rava, it must be simanim is deraisa. This is not a case where we have the circumstantial evidence is enough. It's a simon. Elam Rava simanim deraisa. The pasuk says it should be with you, the finder, until the person seeks it out. Are you going to give it away willy-nilly before the guy seeks it out? El Darsheu, check him out. Check him out to see if he's Ramay or not. If this sounds familiar, it should. This is one of the rice we just bought the other day. It's a check him out to see if he's Ramay or not. Now, how you check him out? Lava Samanim. Are you not checking him out with Samanim? Zariah, that Samanim are deraisa shmamina. Yesterday, we deflected and said, no, you're checking him out with Edim. And we pointed out what type of Edim? Machloik is what type of Edim. Either Edim that testify about his character witnesses, that this guy is not a Ramay. A Ramay is not. Or we said, no, Edim happened to know this item belongs to him, but maybe some of them don't work. That was yesterday's deflection. Rav is saying, nah, it's a little bit of a deichik deflection. Plus, we seem to have rayas that some of them work. It must mean some of them works deraisa, and it's based in this pasuk, adresha chicha, do a drisha. What type of drisha? Seek out if he has simanim. If he has simanim, then we can assume he's the real balaveda, and you let him return it. Amar Rav. Rav says now, imtim slamer, again, like Kat said, towards the bottom of Chav Zayin Beis, im tibes leim b'simanim deraisa. If you say simanim deraisa, so before it even goes further, Mar says you just said Rava simanim is deraisa. You just concluded it's deraisa, and now you're saying im tibes leimer. If you say it's deraisa, ask Gemara im tibes leimer hapashle simanim deraisa. You just patient yourself, Rava simanim deraisa. Gemara says still b'shem deikle meimer kedush aninan, that we could answer like we said before that it's edim, not simanim. Kind of we just spoke out yesterday's deflection that it means Darshay would be Darshan your brother to see he's not a rabbi through Edim, not through simanim. So Rav knew that you still have that question on his outcome, even though he's siding with that outcome. He knew you have the question, therefore he phrased his next sentence. He framed it with Imtim Slamer. Says Gemara, so Imtim Slamer that simanim deraisa, simanim v'simanim yaniach. If two people come to court and they each have simanim, you have no choice. Yanich, you have to leave it. You leave it by the maitse, the one who found Aveda. Simanim of Edim. What if you have one person comes to court with Simanim, and another person comes to court and claims it's his with Edim? Of course, who wins? Edim. Can't beat Edim. You have to buy Edim. Give it to one who has witnesses. Simanim v'simanim v'edechad. What if it's Simanim for one fellow, and another fellow has Simanim and Edechad? Edechad doesn't have a status. And therefore, v'yanich and you leave it by the finder again. What if you have one person has edim that he weaved the beged? Another person has edim that he dropped the beged. Who's going to win? The one who dropped it. The one who dropped it is the one that lost it. The one who wove it may have originally owned it and maybe gave it as a gift or he sold it. But the one who dropped it is the Tiras Le'ed Afila, Tarminan Sabuni Zabne. We say that the weaver sold it to the one who dropped it, Umana Shachrina, Nafla, and it fell from the second guy, and therefore goes to him. What if you have Midas Arka, Midas Rechle? One guy provides the Midah, the measurement of the length, and one guy provides the width. Tinas the Midas Arche, the Midas Arche wins. The Mark explains why. The Midas Rechle Shrika Misharle, Kan Machsili Mara Mikai. If I see you wearing, let's talk about a jacket or a shawl, I can estimate the width of that beggar by looking at you. But it's difficult for me to estimate the measurement of the length. Apparently the length is hard to estimate because the beggar is wrapped around him and therefore the height is hard to see. So therefore a telltale sign that the beggar really belongs to you is if you know the length over the width. They're both simanim, but length is a stronger simon than width. Midas Urchai, Umidas Rachvay, Umidas Gamav. What if you have one person knows the length, one person knows the width, and a third person, he provides the combined measurement of the width and the length. Yinasan Lemidas Urchai Virachvay. The one who has the most detail, Urchai Virachvay, he's the one that wins, you give it to him. Midas Urchai, Midas Rachvay, Midas Mishklaisav. What if one knows the length, one knows the width, and one knows the weight? That's not usual to know the weight of a beged. So one knows the weight, maybe he travels a lot, and he needs to weigh his luggage. So he knows the weight of the beged. Yinasa Lemidas Mishklaisav. If the one who knows the weight, he wins because he has a very fine, it's a much more unique detail. And that's the key point. The more unique detail that you know is the bigger simon, the stronger simon, and therefore, if in competition with other simonim, that simon wins out. Again, only simonim l'chair could work, but we're talking about when they're in competition with each other, which one is better. Now we apply this l'gabi get. Hu emer, the baal says, you find the get. And the baal says, simonim a get, v'yemer simonim a get. He brings simonim of the get, and Bez says, I'm the one that dropped it. And she makes him out of a get. And says, she's the one that dropped it. Yinasin la. You give the get to her? Ask the Gemara B'mai. With what simanim does she have? The idea, by the way, is, Rashi explains, the reason why you give it to her is because, of course he knows simanim of the get. He certainly wrote the get, and he had it initially, but maybe he already gave it to her, and then she dropped it. So what's the bottom line? If she can give a simon, that means she's already received it, and therefore you give it to her. If she can't give a simon, then it goes to the Baal. But certainly, if they both bring a simon, she wins out. But the question is, what's that simon? But mine. Either be this Archa Brachba, it's simply a simon of the length and width of this paper. That's not such a good simon. She saw the husband holding the get, and she was able to estimate, you know, today's standard size paper is 8 by 11, right? So she knew the standard size of this get, and therefore she was able to see it. Therefore, that's not such a good proof. Ella neck of Yeshua B'tzadah's plainness. But simon that we know that she knew was a hole on the side of a specific letter, that's a simon that she'd only know if she really came into possession of the get, and therefore it's a good simon. Ask Mara, or the Mara just says, another case, what if he says a simon based on the string that was tied to the get, and she says a simon based on the string tied to the get, yinasin la, she wins. Again, the Mara says, but my, what's the case? Even if it's about the color of the string, the chivr of a simka, white or red. She saw while he's holding the get, there was a string attached, literally. There's not a figuratively. There's literally a string attached to the get, a physical string attached to the get. She saw the color. So the fact that she knows the color, that's her eye, she dropped it. She knows the length of the string. Now, the only way to know the length of the string is to have the string had been removed at some point from the get, measured, and then tied back. Because you know the length, unless it's untied and fully pulled out. So the fact that she knew the measurement must be she was in possession of the get. She measured the string and then put it back. Says Gemara, El Midas Archai, she knew the length. And therefore, she wins. That's a good simon. She gets the get. Hu Emer B'Chavisa, if he says, my get was found like in a leather bottle, a leather bag. V'Emes B'Chavisa, she also says, it was found in a leather bag. You know, slowly, you give it to the husband. Oh, in this case, it's not good enough simon for her. My taima, may the yada, she knows, whatever things that he has, when he wants to store them, he stored them in his leather pouch. And therefore, it's not a proof to anything. But chavis b'marchle, it's not a unique place for him to store it. It's not enough of a simon. It's a normal thing for him to do. And therefore, the fact that she guessed, the fact that she said where it was, is just potentially just a guess. And therefore, it's not a good enough simon to give it to her. The husband is able to receive the get it back. It's not a simon that he has divorced her. Zakta Mishnah. Still, when is one mechuyev to call out an aveda that he found? Until the neighbors know about it. Until the neighbors know about the Mizrach, explain exactly what that means. Which neighbors, if you know who lost it, you know who his neighbors are, somebody busy trying to find the neighbors, and makes sure they know about it, just give it to the guy who lost it. Right? So what does it mean the neighbors know about it? Divrei Meir. Ridaimer, Shal Shugalim, three Yom Tovim. You have to go after Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, Vacha, Regel, and after the final regal, after Sukkos, Vacharin, Shivyam, wait 7 days, Kishaykh, basically, Shleisha, 3 days for the guy. Maybe talk about people who are regal. You call out when everyone's early regal, like this word gets around. And then after the third regal, you give 7 days, 3 days for the guy to get home to travel. One day, to see that, whether he's missing the item or not. Maybe it's my house. He goes home to travel to see it's not there. The Yachshav comes back to the markets, to the Elul Regal, comes back to that area where everyone's hanging out, and he takes 3 days to get back there, and 1 day to announce, I've lost this item. The Yachshav Yemechon, he announces 1 day, I lost an item, and tries to track down the person who found it. Says the Gemara, Tana Shechina Veda, the Brice of Torah, and we say you have to make sure enough time that the neighbors know about it. Kishav Shechina means the Shechina of the Veda, my Shechina Veda. What does it mean, Shechinim, the neighbors of the Aveda? Either Shechinim of the Aveda means literally the neighbors of the person who lost the item. Iyada, if you don't lost item, lays laundry in the lay, just give it back to the guy who lost it, like you pointed out. We're going in circles here. You know the guy who lost it, so you have to make sure his neighbors know about it. No one has to know nothing. Just give it back to the guy who lost it. Elo, we mean as follows. Shechinim, makam, shechinim, says by Aveda. The neighbors in the place where the item was found. Since typically, if an item is found in a place, it's lost. It's most likely fell from one of the people of that immediate neighborhood. So as long as all the neighbors in the immediate neighborhood know about it, that's the shear according to your mayor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to give enough time, you have to have three regalim, and enough time after the last regal to go home and come back. For this talk about in Masechet Tainis, when they stop with the rains, so on the third Mecheshven, they start down for rains. We're going to be Lamer B'Zayim by the seventh of Mecheshven. Why? Tesfet V'Yom Achachag, which is 15 days after Yom Tov, after Shmini Atzeres. Why do we wait so long? In order that the last one returning from Ali the Regal and Etzrol can reach Nahar Pras before the rain starts to fall. So what do you see? We see the distance from Yishlayim to where the person has to get the furthest is much more than 3 days. It's 15 days. So why is 7 days enough? Only 3 days to go home, 3 days to come back. Amr Beisif Lakasha, Kam Mikdash Rishon, Kam Mikdash Sheni. Depends which Mikdash was. Mikdash Rishon Sheni. Mark explains. Mikdash Rishon, if Yisrael Yisrael Tuva. In the first Mikdash, a lot of people in Klai Yisrael being Eilu Regel. This is what you do. Yisrael, Rabim, Kachalasha, Asher, Aliyam, Lareiv. They were as many as the sand by the sea. Bein and Kulahai. So you need 15 days to get back. There's more traffic, harder to get, caravans and stuff like that to get back. Mikdash Sheni, Lareiv, Yisrael Tuva. The entire cow was 42,360, so there weren't so many travelers. Laban and Klai didn't need that much time. Less time was sufficient because it's interesting. I'm saying about the reason is because of traffic, so to speak, and wagons. The more at this point thinks it's actually the borders. Less people required people being spread out over less area, so the borders of how far they would go about to were shorter. It was more people, was expansive borders, shorter, less people, less smaller borders. Says Legabe, the second base of Mikdash, that the Kanam Levim returned, everyone back to their original cities. They went back to all their original cities, so the borders were the same. That didn't change just because of a small population. Didn't mean they were more close together in close proximity. So if that's the case, it's actually opposite. Mikdash Rishon Shlevi Shisrael B'Tuva. In the first place, there was a lot of people in Klai Yisrael. The Mitzavas Alma, and people gather in large numbers. Umishtachi Sherasa to Azbe Imam Bimlaila. So you have, this is the ironies of life. When you have lots of demand, you have end up having lots of travel methods because there's wagons making money constantly transporting people back and forth. So there's lots of means of transportation. So people were able to get to further places faster, and therefore Mikdash Rishon, when there was busier traffic, more people, you actually need less time to get as far away, to get only these 3 days to get all the way to the edges, to the furthest places. Laban Kulai, therefore you need less time. Fasayim Tassayim, 3 days enough. Mikdash Sheni, when the demand isn't so there, so it's harder to get yourself an Uber, it's harder to get your caravan to get home. So Mikdash Sheni, Laban Fishi Yisrael Tuva, Laban says Alma, and there aren't people gathering as frequently, Mamishtach HaSharosa, not as many caravans, Daz Bein Mamim Lein, like go by day and by night, Bein Kulai, you need more time, you're talking 15 days. So that's the difference between 15 and 3, by his Rishon, by his Sheni. Rava says, no, Lo Yishnah Mikdash Rishon, Lo Yishnah Mikdash Sheni, Lo Yitrich HaRabbanu Bavid Yes Medayim. Rava says, no, you're right. It was all the same. First Beis Hamikdash, travel time for the Beis Hamikdash from El Riegel to the furthest areas of 15 days. But we're not going to be Matriach the Baal Veda to wait that extra time for the guys who travel the furthest. They're being able to stand their share. 3 days there, 3 days back is enough. More than that, the people of the Baal Veda doesn't have to wait. Which is interesting. The Baal Veda is already been holding for three regalim, potentially. But waiting in the location after Yom Tov, more than 7 days, is already too much. I'm Ravina. Ravina just says, from this halacha, we see when a person finds, when he announces what he discovered, he announced he found a beggar. He's like, if he just announces, I found a lost item, you'd have to give more than 1 day. Why? Lead him money. In order that he has to look through everything he's missing. Meaning, if the guy calls out on day one, I found the beggar. So the person who may have lost it goes home 3 days, checks if he's missing a baguette, and he can come back right away and say, I'm missing a baguette. But if you don't say what was lost, the guy has to go home and look through all the stuff and determine what's missing. He doesn't even know specifically what's missing, so he has to go look through all the stuff. He'll need more than 1 day. So it must be like when you call out what the item that was lost is. You give the item, the general description at least, maybe not the specifics, but the general descriptions. El Shmamina, Klima Mecha Shmamina. That is Ravina. Rav Amar Rav says, no, Afitim Aveda Machris, you call out just the fact that there is an Aveda, that there's a lost object. Again, same idea. It's just the fact that you only give him 1 day to see whether he's missing his Aveda is not because you've already tipped him off to what the category is of this Aveda. No, he's got to find it for himself. I may take more than 1 day. The Chamim, the might say that much. He can't keep being Matriach the Mighty, and therefore we gave a 1 day limit for the amount of time he has to seek his possessions to see if he lost something. Tanaban. Regal Bishan. When he announces that he has a Mitziah, he announces this is the first regal, because according to the three regalim. He announces this is the first regal. Regal Sheni. Regal Shlishi Yomer Stam. By the third regal, he says Stam without specifying that this is the third regal. Vamai. Because we're concerned that the guy hears what number regal it is, and he hears number three, on his travels back, he made a mistake and think it's number two, and think, oh, I have more time. So by saying regal stam, but the third time, when the guy calls a stam, I found an aveda, he knows stam means last call. Stam is a way of saying last call. Says, because if you say a number three, he may confuse with two. In fact, in 1 second, if that's the case, so sheni nami, I say the top of base. You may come to confuse it with one. Once you say numbers are confused, maybe two will be confused with one as well. The Mer says, big deal. Hakasi, regular shlishi. Let's say they announce regal sheni, and he mistakes it for regular rishon. He still has another regal that they're going to announce it. So he's not, the mistake wouldn't lead to a such an issue. So if they were not worried, in the last case, we're worried, regular shlishi were worried. Turn our button. Whoever found the Aveda, he'd call after the regular golem, and again 7 days after the regal. This is exactly what we said in the Mishnah from Yehuda. In order that the person who lost it travel home 3 days, check to see if he lost it, come back 3 days, and be machriz that 1 day. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, she put him here when the Beis Hamikdash Nebuchadnezzar was destroyed. May it be rebuilt b'mehirah in our days. Hiskinu, she machrizim, but the Knesset, but the Rishos, they made it to Kana that now we don't have any regal. So what do? You announce a lost item, the modern day equivalent of hanging up a sign. You know, lost and found, or hanging up a sign. They would announce in the Beis Medrash, and announce they found the lost item, and let the people come and give a simon to collect it. However, when the Anasim, people that chop things that don't belong to them, became more prevalent, so they switched to say that a person finds something, he lets the, you know, his neighbors, the people he's comfortable with, the locals, he lets them know he found something, and that's it. You don't go around calling the Beis Medrash, because that was low-hanging fruit for those that forcefully take things. It was low-hanging fruit, and we wanted to avoid those people from taking the wrong things. Well, the Mers explained, what exactly does it mean, Rabban Asim? The Amri Avidas of the Malka, those that say that anything that's lost goes to the kingdom. Those people that confiscate it for the king, so you're not going to announce it in shul because then it's going to be taken away to the king anyway. So you just make smaller private announcements to people that you're comfortable with. Rav Ami Ashkach Udya the Dinrim. Ami found a kli of gold coins of Dinrim. Chazehu Barnash the Kamirsis. He saw that there was a no goodnik that there was this officer of the king saw this Aveda, and Rav Ami was so it's opposite. Chazu Barnash. The Barnash, the no goodnik, saw that Rav Ami was a little nervous, meaning because Rav Ami was scared, the guy's going to take it for the government. Amle Zil Shkol Navshech. He said, Rav Ami, don't worry, go take it for yourself. We're not Persians. Don't worry, I'm not an officer of the king. We're not Persians that confiscate all Avedas for the kingdom. Take it, announce it, give it back. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. Taraban. Evan Tayin Ha'is Mishlayim. There was an Evan of the Tayin. It literally means the stone of the claimants. That was in Yishlayim. Komisha, this is the original lost and found. Komisha Avdu Aveda, Nifl Misham. Whoever lost an Aveda would go there. Komisha Baitz Aveda Nifl Misham. Whoever found an Aveda would go to that stone. Ze'im Ibn Machriz, this guy would call out that he found something. Ze'im Ibn Vinaysin, Sabanim Vinayla. And the fellow would say, here are my Sabanim. And he would take a Vizusha Shininu, Tsuru Im Nimchas Avdu Tayin. And that is the stone that was referred to, again, second reference today to Tainus. Back in the story when it wasn't raining, so Chenya Magal drew a circle around himself and said to Hashbaruch, we have tremendous power, and said, I'm not leaving the circle till it rains. So it kept raining, and then it was raining so much they wanted to stop. And he said, go check to see if the rain has covered the Evan HaTayin, the stone of where the people gather to this lost and found, see if that's been covered, and then I'll stop for it to stop. But the point is that there was this landmark, this location where people went for the original lost and found to exchange lost goods. Talk to Mishnah. Amar Es Aveda. What if the person who's claiming it, he names the Aved, but didn't give a simon. Lately, naming the Aved without a simon is not good enough to give it to him. For a Ramai, and if you know he's a Ramai, Afisha Misimonea, even if he gives the simon, once he has a reputation as Ramai, you don't give it to him. Lately, Shinemar, Adoshikh, I say, till you darshan, till your brother darshans, he seeks it out, and we teach the pasuk. Ashatidra says, you have to seek out within your brother in Rami, whether he's a Rami or not. If he's Rami, you don't give it back, even with the simon. Itmar. Ravida says, when someone has an object that's lost, he calls out the name, the lost object. From Nachman Amar, Klima Machas. Meaning, sorry, according to Ravida, you don't call out the item itself, you just say, I found an item. I found someone lost something. And Nachman says, you call out the item itself, the Klima. Ravida says, you just say, I found an item, don't say what it is, because the second you say what it is, we start to get concerned that the Ramay is going to, you know, scheme to come up with a way to dishonestly reclaim the item. We're not worried about Ramayim that once you say what the item is, he's going to for sure come up with a scheme. So, in and of itself, therefore, we want to make the process more efficient by announcing what the item is. It makes it a more efficient process. Tanan. Our Mishnah says if the claimant says the name of the Aveda without saying the Simanim, you don't give it to him. If you go give Yehuda that you only announce that you lost something was found, but not what it is, so there would be a chiddush. You would think saying what it is enough. Kamash, but it's not. Hakamash, but I've got damer glima. Even though he says it's a shirt, Simanim says he didn't give a Simon. Let me tell you, don't give it to him. But if you're calling out that it was a shirt that was lost in the first place, Amar il glima. The guy comes and says, I lost a shirt. Amar il glima. So the finder says, I found the shirt. And the fellow who's claiming it says, I lost the shirt. That's a chiddush. You don't give it to him. Tzvich lememar, kilei amar, simanim lemajinale. You got to tell me, without a simon, you'll give it to him. He didn't give anything. He just repeated what the announcer announced. So it must be you don't say what the item is. It's a right to Rav Yehuda. Amar, Rav Safra, no. Let him give him a glim machris. Abadi calling out that what was found is a glim, is a garment. Amar yu glim, amar yu simanim. In the case of the Mishnah, the finder says, I found a beged, and the claimant saying, I'm giving you simanim. Either Mishnah says, you need to give simanim. My lemma is simanim of hakavita. We mean he didn't give a simanim muvuk. He gave a general simanim about a beged. That's not enough. A general simanim, when you know it's a beged, and you give a general simanim about a beged, it's not enough. It has to be a simanim muvuk. But avada, he gave a simanim. The Mishnah just means it wasn't a simanim muvuk. So therefore, you can fetch the Mishnah like Nachman. Says Gemara, the Mishnah says, "For Rami, after Mishnah, Amr Simanel, Haris Leitain, a Rami, even though he says the Simon, you can't return to Rabbanon. For Yishari Kol Mishav Da Veleveda, Haynei Simanim V'Nei. Whoever lost the Veda would give a Simanim and take it back. Mishav Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon became rampant, his Kiddushu Aimer Lai Save Avi the Aid of Lav Rami. First being Aid that you're not a Rami Vital. And again, like pointed out, the Aid could be saying either character Aidim or the Aid could be saying that, the Pashas of here means, it certainly means character Edus, or Edus that it's yours. Either or would be enough, but even character Edus would be enough because he does have a Zimun here. That'll be enough. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Instead of tomorrow, and Mr. Shem, it's Zoom only. Tomorrow, Michael and Mark share Zoom only. Regular time, but on Zoom. Mr. Shem.